White Man Hold Me Back.
Blog Talk Radio.
What in the fuck? Oh, here we go. All right. Now I'm back here on the goddamn show. Call-in number is 646-668-2519. How many niggas are calling in? Now, I'm just here waiting on you niggas. Shout out to everybody who has super chatted. Okay, I appreciate you, brothers. Let me go ahead. Call-in number 646-668-2519. Monique, baby. Monique. Hello, I'm just stopping by. What's the topic, Monique?
Reading is fundamental. Reading is fundamental. Reading is what? Fundamental. How? Reading is what? Fundamental.
Damn. Y'all gotta really do better in 2019 with this goddamn reading shit. All right, 443, you're on the air. What's going on with you, Will?
How's it going? You said a lot of simping going on out here.
Nigga.
I say
what? What are you talking about? Are you calling myself talking about
it's all about
shit?
Pimping, man. What'd you say?
Man, if you don't get off my goddamn phone, what are you calling about, Negro?
Hey, I mean, I'm calling it about living life, man. I'm out here. I'm not pimping. I'm pimping. You know what I mean?
Nigga, but get your pimp ass off my phone. The name of the goddamn show is Surviving Single Mother and Jealous Baby Daddy. This ain't no goddamn phony ass pimp show. What are you talking about? What you got on, a goddamn fur coat and some mismatched Converse on? You know what? Get off my phone. Stupid nigga. All right. London, you on the line. 4-4, what's going on with you, brother?
Not much. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. What's going on, player?
Not much. I think that the issue here is that men really have to have high standards anytime you get into a relationship. So if you don't have high standards and the person that you're dating has a lot of issues, a lot of baggage, they are going to now cause upheaval in your own life. So by the time that you state to yourself there are a certain list of things that you expect from a woman, that's when you're now going to be able to avoid a lot of these issues.
Okay, I don't disagree, but do you have a story situation, my brother, that you was dealing with a jealous baby daddy or a single mother, brother?
I'll be honest with you. If it even appears that's the situation that could arise, I will completely cut off the interaction immediately. That's exactly what I'm stating, that black men have to have high standards. They have to know that, look, if this is even, if the prospect of any altercation or any contention exists, that you're not going to get involved. You know, if a lot of issues arise from the fact that people feel, look, I'm not going to get anything better, you know, it's hard out there, dating is incredibly difficult, let me just put up with anything that is out there. That is the first the number one way to now fall into problems, you know. But if you say to yourself, I would rather be single than date the wrong person, because if you date the wrong person, more so than like, you know, some ex boyfriend shouting at you, there are a lot of things that could go wrong financially, legally, etc. There are so many traps to fall into. So you have to say within yourself, I will not put up with you know, IZ. You have to have that discipline. You have to have that discipline.
Okay. Okay. All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling so much from London. Remember, our African brothers are calling in and dropping some game. Now, you let me tell you, you niggas, right? Y'all got to actually call in and talk about the damn topic, though. So the name of the topic, like, I'm going to sing my song, Reading is Fundamental. Reading is what? Fundamental. Reading. So call in and talk about the motherfucking show. Surviving single mothers and jealousy, that not pimping, okay? Because BP Thomas, start timing these niggas out. Nadeem, y'all know what to do. Again, second verse, same as the first. Reading is fundamental. Reading, people, reading. God damn, you niggas are dumb. Okay. We're going to go to brother and press 1 if you want to talk, my brother. 941-580. Applause, brother. God bless you. You on the phone right now with brother O'Shea. God bless you, Hotel. What's going on, player?
What's going on, my nigga?
What's up with you, man? Who's this?
This is calling from Florida.
Okay. How can I help you, brother?
Surviving baby mothers, I survived them by just getting the hell out of that situation.
Okay.
But and the other aspect, jealous baby daddy, I'm one. Yeah, I'm jealous from my kids being around any man that my daughter's mom date. Yeah, so I got it both ways.
Brother, you what you smoking on
there,
brother? You all right?
Bruh, I got the finest down here.
You got what?
I got the finest down here.
Okay, brother, because you sound a little like you on that shit right now, brother. But okay, brother, tell me a story, man. If you are a player hater, baby daddy, call in. It's all good. Tell me a story, man. Have you found somebody fucking on your baby mama, man? You was mad about it.
Because, like, okay, this is the way I put it. Like, me, yeah, I smoke the finest, you know what I'm saying? I smoke, okay, you can whatever, judge me on that. But at the same time, I went to school, and I became an accountant. So anyone
count money?
I'm an accountant.
Okay. If you say, brother, I mean, God can do anything with fail, brother. So you're an accountant. Okay, where you work at, brother? I mean, you ain't got to tell us, but, you know, you're accountant.
Like, the fact is that if my daughter's mother is dating someone under me,
Moni, call in, bitch. Don't get mad at me because you can't read. Call the goddamn self.
Am I not on the show?
You own the show, brother. That's the drug messing you up. You own the brother. I don't know what accounting firm you working for, but they need to fire your ass. I would never let you count shit for me.
No, because you keep saying call into the show.
Yeah, brother, but you kind of light rate slow, brother. What's going on with you in your life? Because you got something going on.
No,
right?
Because you say surviving.
Brother, you need to survive that cocaine. You need to survive.
No,
epilepsy.
It's not. No,
you sound
like
you about to have a seizure. Any goddamn brother, something's going on with you. Something's going on, brother. I need to. Whatever you own right now, you need to get delivered from the name of Jesus. What are you talking about? And nigga, who would give you their money to kill, nigga? I'm one of these. Who, nigga? You would make a millionaire, a thousandaire, nigga, overnight, nigga. You can't.
Listen, I handle accounts. I'm telling you right now, like, I know.
What account do you handle? A Facebook account? Motherfucker, you can't.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Who you account for?
I know how much these people are making a year.
How much they making, dog?
I'm telling, man, I can't. It's ethics. I can't do that. But like I was
saying, I know somebody know who you are because you got that dumbass voice. Come on, bro. Like,
bro,
come on,
bro. I'm 37 years old, my nigga. I'm trying to told you.
It's a goddamn. Listen. You need to get your ass whooped. That's what you need. But
bro,
you my cousin though. You my cousin.
Man, listen though. Listen though.
I'm listening to you. That's all good. What you talking about?
If my baby, I don't even like to say baby mama, dog. I say my daughter's mother. Like, if she's dating someone that ain't on my level, of course I'm going to be jealous. Like, that's what you settled for? You could have been with me.
Bruh, listen to yourself. How easy is it to not be on your level, motherfucker? It's dead motherfuckers that got more sense than you.
How many niggas trying to go out there and go to school for accounting? Man, you got me fucked up.
Yeah, nigga, but you be missing class because you smoking that goddamn shit.
Man, I'm in class smoking.
Oh, what level
man,
you are? Get up,
I smoke before I go to class and still.
Okay.
I smoke before I go to class and still pass the test, my nigga. I'll show you my grade point average.
Don't show me. No, don't show me nothing. I don't want to. No, I don't want to see no 1 point nothing. No, please, no.
Bruh,
I don't need to see that.
Bruh.
But listen, you need some help. You need some help. No, I love you like a play cousin because I know you've been leave the girls alone. Cause nigga, you talking about you jealous of the
listen.
Whole world? You talking about on your level, nigga? It ain't too hard to get on your level, motherfucker. A motherfucker just kneel down.
Man,
it's niggas. Listen, it's midgets on their knees.
Oh, say dog, you go to school like
on
I do though.
Your crazy ass.
Oh, say you go to school
nigga,
just
oh,
like God. I do dog. You know how T is. Man, you. Come on, you go to school just you know how tedious this shit is. You know about homework. You know about quizzes. You know about all that.
Yeah, bro, but you sound like you've been listening to too many motherfucking I don't know what you're doing, but whatever that is, I don't want none of that shit. I don't want none of that. You are fucked up. What is your name, brother?
My first name is Eric.
Don't say your last name. I don't want you to get fired for wherever the fuck you at, because you are.
Okay.
Don't do that, brother, because you need some help, brother. We need to. Don't worry.
Bro,
you're online, brother.
Come on,
brother.
No, brother.
No. Brother, no. Brother, no.
You know, though. You know where I'm coming.
Brother, no. I don't know where you're coming from. I don't smoke that shit, man. I don't know.
You know where I'm coming from.
Tell me why your mother left you. I know you didn't bring her. I know she left your motherfucking ass. I know she did.
Listen. If I'm on a level. Listen. Come on, my nigga. I'm going to slow it down.
You are slow. You need to speed your life up, bro. Oh, go ahead. I'm gonna be quiet. Go ahead.
Nigga, I listen to your show, nigga. I listen to your show. I'm gonna put it this way. Oh my God.
Lord have mercy.
You go to school just like. Just like me, you on that level. Oh my God, I like you. You in another tax bracket. You know what it is. Come on,
yeah,
man.
I know, but you don't, cause you listen, brother. Listen, I'm gonna let somebody else talk. You are fucked up. I might call you after the goddamn show for real because you need some help. You stay your high ass on the phone, brother. You know,
nigga, I love this goddamn show, nigga. I love this shit.
I know you do. We love you too, man, but you need to stop fucking with that ass. Let me tell you something. You, brothers out there. Listen, I love you brothers, right? You African-American brothers. I love my people. But goddamn, what is wrong with some of you niggas out there? I'm like, what the? Jesus? It make you want to, listen to him make you want to cry. Like, who fucked him up? Somebody slipped something in his drink. I'm like, Lord, what you going to do with these black men? I do not know what they're going to do with you niggas, but y'all are in trouble. And think that somebody was dumb enough to let him fuck. This is what I'm talking about. You black women out there, this is who y'all getting pussy to. I'm trying to say, I'm going to work with him. I'm going to work with the brother. I'm going to work with him because I got to work my black brothers now. Y'all know I love y'all. But y'all need to pray for him. Because somebody done put something in his cereal milk and he ain't been the same. Like my cousin Corey. My cousin Corey got on that shit and he was going around from house to house drinking niggas tap water in the middle of the night with no shirt on and everything. I just stopped my granddaddy from shooting his ass. But hold on. Do me a favor. Like the video. Let me shout out to the people on the Super Chat. Brothers, I'm calling right now. I'm coming right now on the phone calls. Don't worry about that. I got to get my people, though. My people that's on the Super Chat. I really appreciate you, brothers, for supporting this crazy-ass show. You know, I don't know why you niggas support this shit. But, hell, I think y'all know y'all like this goddamn entertainment because these niggas are crazy. That Draco man, thank you. Let me go ahead and give you an applause for that $5 player. All right. One Titan. Black women think tricking is treatment. Then they say white guys treat them better. Ain't that something? All right. And then we got my brother, T the God, 99 Cent, and Brandon Greer Preach. I know exactly what you're talking about. If you want to support the show, you can do so by liking the video. You can drop a super chat. You can call in. Hey, women can call in, too. I don't give a fuck. Call in. All right, let me go to my brother real quick, 443. He's been waiting for a minute. 443-666, what's going on with your play, cousin?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just wanted to comment. I never dated a single mother, but I was raised by a single mother.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I had a stepdad. You know what I mean? Like, my stepdad, really, he did a lot of stuff for me, man. He saved my life, I feel like. But honestly, I would never date a single mother. I just wouldn't even do it. I don't want to hook up with him. I don't even want to introduce that into my life in general. Just because you could get it's just weird as a, just me being a kid and seeing my mom date other dudes, and it's just weird. It's just weird.
Brother,
you know what I mean?
Brother, I understand you calling, brother, but you do know what the title of the show is, Surviving Single Mothers, right? Not, you know, I mean,
I don't even put yourself in a position where you stuck trying to survive it. I feel like,
right.
I don't know, man. Okay. But yeah, I feel you. That was all I wanted to say. I really
okay,
think
okay.
You
well,
just
what's
trying
the name,
to avoid
brother?
It.
What's the name, first name, brother?
I'm the same. I called in the other day about tricking the DR. My name's Justin. Yeah, what's going on, man? That's not my real name. I don't want to put my real name. I don't want to put my real name on the air, but you can just call me Justin.
Did you hear that crazy nigga that called? That was him before you. He fucked
you up. Hey, man, like you said.
Hold on. Just something else. He hangs up. This crazy ass. All right, brother. Thank you for calling, brother Justin. Let me go here to my brother 708-654. You on the line with O'Shea? Surviving single mothers. Please give me a good story. I don't want to hear nothing else. Come on. You got something for me?
All right. Hey, O'Shea, what's going on? It's me, Eric, man. Eric Robinson.
What up, Eric? What's up with you, that player?
What's going on, man? I'm out here on the road doing my thing right now. That call, not the last one, but the other one, you're not lying. That's what the woman put out to us, people like that. Put out to Leroy's at Leroy's Tax Services Furniture Store type of nigga. Talking about, he a fucking accountant. I'm like, come on.
That nigga
said
accountant too. Stupid.
It's crazy. But shout out to him. Shout out.
Yeah, he all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Gotta help you people. What's going on, man? Tell me a story, brother.
I ain't got much to say, O'Shea. I'll just give my point of view from a dad. The best way to deal with a single mother if she's raggedy or, kind of not real grounded is, I think I told you before, try to get your kids, get primary custody. That way, you won't have to deal with your single mother or ex-wife or whatever. You know, you had that bartering trip, and pretty much you won't have no excuse to fuck with you or anything like that because, you know, the kid's in ill custody. So that's all I wanted to say. Like I said, if men are capable of doing it and you have a good support system, you know, get your kids if you know your baby mama is on that bullshit, and especially, like I said, she got a reputation sleeping around. You know, the kids really ain't a good situation for the kids being, you know, too, for a woman that's unstable. So that's all I got to say, bro.
All right, big Eric Robinson with the Tucker family.
All right, man.
Always,
yep.
One of our moderators. We love to call in. All right, now some of y'all, I see some women in the chat. Okay, listen, man. Listen, you women acting like y'all have a problem. Listen, I don't give a fuck what you think. It's a goddamn man show, okay? So yeah, y'all be having these fucked up baby daddies and shit like that, and y'all be still fucking them at the same goddamn time. So fuck what you got to say. How about that? Anybody that got a problem, you call in and talk about it. I don't feel like hearing you Negro it shit, and I ain't hear you Nick shit tonight either. I don't give a fuck about what none of you niggas are talking about. God damn it. This is my show. Give a goddamn. All you niggas ran your mouth in 2018. You ran your mouth in January 2018. You ran your mouth in February 2018. All through July, you niggas running your goddamn mouth 2018. Now in 2019, I'm tired of niggas. Tired. I'm not coming out listening to your shit in 2019, not on my show. But I heard it all 2018. I'm tired of you niggas. All right. Let's go to somebody here. 347, what's going on with your play cousin? You on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Oshay?
Hello? Hello? What's going on with you there, player?
Not much, man. It's King Sequence, too. How you feeling?
Man, white man holding me back, brother, but I'm trying to still maintain. What's going on?
Yo, man, back in my day, man, I was out there messing around with a single baby mama, but I didn't know she tried to get me, man. She almost got me. So this is what happened.
What happened, man? So what happened, brother?
Yeah, so, y'all pulled her off the job that I was working at. You know, it was my first mistake, but, you know, nigga was horny and whatnot. So we went to the movies, and, you know, after the movie over, you know, I'm walking to the car, and she like, oh, it's nice seeing you. I want to have your baby. And I was like, what? She's like, I mean, I meant to say that, you know, when I'm going to see you again. I was like, all right, yeah, have a good day. And I ain't talked to her for a year. Then I seen her again. And this time we hooked up. So she got two kids, right? So I knew I was getting myself into some hot water because she would let me come over and the kids' room would be like right next door to her room. So, you know, I'm just assaulting this chick in the mattress, just beating her down, you know, and just banging the walls.
You mean
and
like
everything.
Like having sex? So they don't think that you feel like actually beating her, but you're talking about like actually having sex with her. That's what you mean,
right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No,
okay, you don't want nobody saying, like, you actually, yeah, because, yeah, you know, feminist brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, hold up. So, bless you. So, you know, I'm like, yo, this ain't right. So she's like, you know, I really like you and I love you. And I was like, look, you know, we can't be together like that. You know, this is just, like, right now, you know, just chilling, kicking it. She's like, I know, but my baby daddy, you know, he don't be supporting me. You know, matter of fact, I got to get my child support money from him. I was like, all right, well, you do that. You know, come back and, you know, make sure you cook some dinner for us. She's like, all right, I'm going to get this $25. And I was like, what? She said, I'm going to go get this
$25.
Yeah, man. And I was like, nah, I got to get the fuck up out of here. So the last time that, you know, we fucked, She took my, you know, my cum out, right? And she put it in the hand and tried to rub it on the pussy. And I was like, I grabbed the hand. I was like, yo, what you doing? She was like, nothing. It just fell out. I was like, nah. Yo, I walked to the bathroom, washed her hands, my damn self, yo. And I just got up out of there. Next thing I know, this chick, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. So she, like, following me to my house all the way from, like, 30 miles away. Banging on my door 3 o'clock in the morning, talking about I love you, open the goddamn door. So I'm like, yo, listen, you can't be doing that. So my mother came outside, and she was like, listen, you little hooker, you better leave my son alone, you know, X, Y, Z. So I came home from work one night, and I see this suspicious-looking Negro by my car. And I look, and it's her. She's trying to put a hole in my tire, yo. But the bitch so stupid, she's screwing it in. She's got a screw and a Phillips screwdriver screwing the screw into the tire. So, you know, I called my sister out, and they rag and tagged the ass, and that was the end of that. But, you know, I learned, you know, you just can't be fucking around with these baby daddies, baby mamas. That's collecting child support for $25, man. I mean, at least, you know, you got to be getting at least $3,000 a month or something, man, you know. Like, that's why I really don't be fucking with these kids like that.
So, brother, you mean she was getting $25 a month?
She wasn't even getting it. She wasn't even getting it. She was fighting to get it.
She wasn't even getting it.
She wasn't even getting it.
What was she looking like, my brother? Was she working with something?
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? She had a nice little face, you know, nice little waist. You know, she had like one of them Indian booties, though. It was just like flat, connected to a back, but it was wide, you know? It was weird.
You still hit it, though, huh?
Yo. Listen, I'm a savage. I was a savage back then.
Yeah, I know. You're desperate. All right, brother. So, okay, let me go ahead on, man. Thanks, my brother, for calling me. Let me go ahead on and hit you with a good applause, brother.
Yeah, man.
All right, so listen, Lolita, happy birthday now. Now, you know the rules, though. If you just put it there saying, don't at me anybody, we'll get timed out. But happy birthday, Lolita. Good to see you here. All right, I'm going to do some shout-outs in a minute. I'm glad to see you brothers in here. Y'all enjoy the show? What are you writing? O'Shea, what you writing? Hold on, time your nigga out for asking me. Don't you ever ask me what I'm writing. Nigga, I'm O'Shea the Great. I write whatever the fuck I want to write. Don't be asking too many goddamn questions. Nigga, I don't even know. Get his ass out of here. What you writing? Nigga, don't you ever ask me what I'm writing. I'm a legend, nigga. All right, my brother Yarley. NJNYC kicks the crazy chasing y'all know. What's up, my brother? He was somewhere in Columbia, man. He'd be everywhere. How about you do this, guys? Call into the show. 646-668-2519. Don't call, come into the show tomorrow. What's the topic? Reading is fundamental. Shout out to Wake the Hell Up. He goes big up to O'Shea, man. Guys understand that most single moms with pennies fight big father not worth the headache, hotel, hotel. My brother Wake the Hell Up. Gotta get him on the Sunday bubble. All right, let's go to who we got right here. 214 in the building and 267, you next. Dallas, you on the line. What's up?
What's up with it, O'Shea? This is Jay from Dallas.
What's up, man? What's good?
Talking to you, hey, I had to call in on this one, man. The last time we spoke, the topic was about Kamala Harris, and that was a damn good topic. I told you that night. But this one here is something different. I'm glad I got in before playing the call before me, because it's going to lead into my story. These young brothers nowadays, they need to learn, do not – there's two main things, if you ask me. Don't ignore the warning sign. That's what I did in my story. I ignored the damn warning sign, and I paid for it. Number two, you got to vet these chicks. You got to pull their file. You know, you got to pull every woman's file, but more particularly a single mother's file, before you really get involved at all, because it can come with costs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want to talk too much about my story because there's so many stories within it, and I probably just wind up getting pissed off. But to make a long story short, I was dating a single mother with two kids by two different babies' fathers. Okay.
Damn.
One of them was supposed to be absent from the child's life. The other one, he was a good dude. Me and him got along. You dig what I'm saying? But at the end of this particular story, after everything was kind of, me and her were kind of having our ups and downs. And I happened to pop up one day because one of the two children needed something. I mean, we were cool like that. That's another problem. You know, you get attached to these kids. and you ignore the warning signs, and you don't do what you ordinarily do because you're taking those kids' feelings into consideration. You know, I used to say to myself, you know, if I'm dating a woman, a single mother, she's got to have adult children. You know, I'm 47. So,
okay.
But even in that, you still have problems because a lot of these, you run into the don't talk to my mama like that. But like I say, in the process of vetting everything, you kind of pull his file or her file and be like, well, how do they treat dudes around their mama? You know, because a lot of these kids, man, they're desperate for attention. And God forbid that they think their single mama is giving you more attention than them. You know, they're going to revert back to being a kid and looking for attention. And it's going to come at your detriment. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's looking to clown you. But everybody's looking to, you know, I'm bigger than him. So it comes with costs. You know, it really does, man. You know, had I looked at the warning signs, her friends, her past history, this, you know, to be honest, I loved the man, but I was blind. You know what I'm saying? And when I reflect on it now, I should have been out the door. Yeah. I should have smashed and dashed.
Let me ask you this. What was the warning signs?
Warning signs. I'm going to tell you guys something. Whenever a chick tells you some shit like, I go to work, I do all this, I ain't got no time to fuck around, she's lying to you. She's lying to you because anybody can make time to fuck around. So when they're telling you that shit, they're trying to send you off. Warning signs. Number two, too flirty with motherfuckers in church. You know, I understand that. You know what I'm saying, bro. Especially when it comes to like ranking members of the church. You know, the pastor or the assistant deacon or whatever the fuck you want to call them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, real talk. You know, you got to be. That's a warning sign. Single moms. Let's go to them particularly. It's always something with the kid, and it depends on the age of the kid. Because if you like a single mom with a young kid, and you that damn busy, I shouldn't be fucking with you then. You know what I'm saying? I got other shit I could be doing. You know, if they older and right. this, that, the other, if the bitch is really digging you, she's gonna include you in the shit the older kids are doing. But you know, when you fuck around with a chick that lets you literally fuck her in a queen size bed with her 2-year-old baby laying on the other side of the bed, that's a fucking warning sign. You know, I mean, just little shit like that. You know what I'm talking about? It's just the shit we choose to ignore because we so thirsty trying to get some ass. And that's what it boils down to. We all think we got it sweet. You know, when I hear a single mother talk about child support shit or this nigga ain't no, man, let me tell you something. Tell you a story. My best man's. This motherfucker, he was dating this chick. She already had a short. You dig what I'm saying? He's fucking with her. He gets her pregnant. She's never once put the first daddy on child support. But the minute she had his seed, man, the court was all in their shit. I don't think that she's ever gotten a dime out the motherfucking first baby daddy, you know what I'm saying, ever. But he was always in the mix somehow. He was always around. But she had the nerve to put my boy on child support, not the other baby's daddy. You know, so it's best not to fuck with him, especially if you're a younger cat. Don't do it, man. Because however she's doing that baby's daddy or the shit she's talking about him, she's going to pull it on you, too. You got to see how her family get down. Do she have, like, nieces, aunties and cousins that all of them got 3 kids and this, that, and the other? And man, you got to vet these chicks, man. You have got to pull they fucking file. Because, I mean, like my man was talking about, a girl tried to take, take his fluids and wipe them on. I mean, these chicks are sinister out here. They sinister, and they don't have your best interests at heart. You know, you gotta really be on your purpose, be focused. If it's meant for God to bring a woman in your life, so be it. But at the age I'm at right now, man, I don't even see the point. I don't see the point in getting married and no shit like that ever again because I don't want these stories. I don't want these bad stories, and these bad stories only come with committed relationships. When you doing you and you dancing to your own beat, you don't have these stories.
Damn, man, that was some good shit, man. You
got to
keep calling in, man. Shout out to my man.
Anything else you want to say,
brother?
To be honest with you, bro, if you know something else, I want to add to the manosphere. That's why I kind of called in now, but I'm a licensed mechanical contractor in three states, man. So I know you talk to brothers about trucking and stuff like that. The construction trades are booming for brothers. You know, it's booming. And, if, you know, you want to have a discussion on that topic, man, I'd love to chime in and participate.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, man. My schedule's a little bit tight this week, but email at planningonsharing@gmail.com. I'll get, definitely get you in. I like to have kind of shows. And we'll set up a time. I'll bring you on, and we'll do it like this, and we'll set up a brother to call in, and they can talk to you about that. But I'd love to do it. If you email me at planningonsharing@gmail.com, we'll set it up, brother, for sure.
Absolutely. You got it, man. You take care of yourself.
All right, man. Thank you again, brother. Let me go up in there. And we're going to go to 310 and then 267. Call into the show. Tell us my man, Brandon Carr. Brandon Carr, y'all can be talking that shit, brother. He said, my apologies. What you writing? I'm writing now. No. Shout out from North Memphis. And shout out to my brother, Josh Quick. I can't believe no Captain Save a Broken Woman. No, sir. Thank you, brothers, right? Nymo, buddy. Here you go. Hey, Nymo. Listen, 580 people watching right now. Now, you know what I don't like? I know it's the first of the year and niggas' money a little tight. But Jesus paid it all on the cross for them lights. Is that right? The lights are free, brothers, because Jesus, white Jesus, paid it all on the cross. All that you have to do is like the goddamn video. Damn. I got YouTube flu. It's free. Niggas like, I'm broke. Okay, like the video. Okay, nigga, Ephraim, you just said you broke all show. I know. I understand, nigga, it's hard. Man. Working them fries or frying them burgers over at Burger King, nigga, you're only getting that $2 an hour. I know, nigga. You know, I know it's dealing with them sesame buns and shit. I know, it's tough, nigga. But you can like the video. So I need 100 people to go like the video right now if you can, because there's so many people. You seem like a nigga that's work fries, too, by the way you talk. And I know you were a little pretty slow, brother. Just, you know, yeah, because you keep saying, shout me out! So I know that brother is suffering. That brother is fucked up! Like the video if you can, okay? Like the video, right? We have a good goddamn time on the motherfucking show. Shout out to Brother Josh. Quick. I can't be no PR to already. I already did you, Brother Josh. Let's go to some more callers here and call into the goddamn show. Everybody keeps saying, listen, man, hold on. I know you guys have a team, right? What's up, O'Sharon? What's up? Nigga, I cannot respond to all of y'all, okay? Like, I don't know what y'all be saying. Yo, what's good, O'Sharon? Bruh, it's 5,000 niggas in the goddamn chat. 5,000 niggas online. I cannot respond to every goddamn body, okay? This is, I can't do it. Niggas, like we're at the club. What up, y'all? What up? Bruh. Y'all niggas know it's my big call, nigga. All right. Hold on a second. Let me go to 310. 310, you're on the air. What's going on with you, player?
Hello?
Hello? Who
is this? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, O'Sherry?
Yes, who is this?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Lolita.
I ain't got time today. Not that many. No. 267. Because you got that Negro wireless. I don't know. 267, you on the line.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who are you?
All right, yay. It's Abby. I'm just done to hear because I'm hearing all these horror stories, and it really just sounds like you guys have horrible taste in women. Like, I understand that there are some attractive women out here, but I was raised by a single mom who was raised by a married parent, you know, a married household, and nothing but married households before that. And the number one thing that my mom told me was keep my legs closed and keep my books open. Now, I was the nerdy girl, attractive, but the nerdy girl. And the only other people that I associated with were other so-called nerdy people. So the problem is you guys want these fake eyelash, fake hair, everything Kardashian looking, whatever. And that's how you end up with baby mom. And it seems to me like everything that I'm hearing so far, aside from that last caller who I can go ahead and high five him if I saw him, is that you guys have the worst taste in women. You're messing with whores. Like, I don't get it. I'm a little confused. And the main reason why I started listening is because I want to see, you know, like, what are some of the things that I should be watching out for that could potentially offend the man that I'm with now between me and my ex-husband. And so far, it seems like all these problems, I just don't get them. I don't have those with my ex-husband. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole now. We have every other day custody outside of the courts. Like, there's no support check. There's no waiting for this, that, and the other thing. If he needs shoes, okay, it's your turn. If he needs lunch money, okay, it's my turn. You know what I mean? So I'm just a little confused here. There can't, I can't be a damn unicorn. I'm lost. So,
what do you mean when you say the unicorn thing?
Oh, because I'm hearing nothing but horror stories from these men in the chat talking about, you know, like one person had said she's only free on the weekends, you got to pre-plan things, and like it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, are you with women who have jobs, who have responsibilities, who actually have ambition in life?
What is the title
I'm
of the show?
I'm confused. Huh?
What's the title of the show?
Oh, the title of the show is Surviving Baby Mamas. Mm-hmm. But here's my thing. Don't I count as a baby mom since I'm divorced?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that. If you're a unicorn, why are you not still married?
I'm not still married because, you know, I got married to my ex-husband. We were together for 13 years. But 5 years after having a kid, he couldn't hack it with having to share the attention. If he was half the man his father was, we'd still be married today. But I can't be.
There it is.
What?
Wait. Say it again. If he was what?
I was raised to be old school. Okay, my mom made her mistakes, and she made sure that I didn't repeat them. So, you know, he at some point, I think my son was about 3 or 4, he lost his job. And he would only try to find a job that was in his field. So I was the breadwinner, which is fine because, you know, there's tough times and all that. But in his, I hate to say it, but like in his weird feeling like less of a man stage, with me doing everything, I'll be damned if I'm out working all day, every day, and you're paranoid about me cheating on you when it's really that you were cheating on me. Do you see what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff that I can forgive, and there's a lot of stuff that we can work through, but it's not going to be, you know, I'm the only one giving 100%. So, you know, there's certain things that I just won't put up with, and that's one of them. He doesn't have to be, you know, rolling in the big leagues, making tons and tons of money, but what he has to do is pull his weight. You know what I mean? No, I did not cheat back. What? No, see, I don't play those games. That's really cheap.
Like,
no, I made the mistake
like
of reading
Jesus
this.
Jesus was a ringleader or something? Like, where are you? Because you seem like you are without any air or anything. Like, the unicorn.
No,
You from Philly?
No, I'm from Philly. It's not. Here's the deal. I'm not perfect. No, here's the deal. I'm not perfect at all. But I was raised to be blunt, to be honest, and to not bullshit. You know what I mean? He was raised as an only child and used to being coddled, and that's when it didn't work out.
So, let me understand this. What if because I'm going to say what you said. You know, I'm a fair person. You know, I'm diplomatic, as you can tell. What you so get to say. So, what you told me initially when you called in, you said something to love of, you guys are complaining, you guys are dealing with whores, you're dealing with women who are losers. Because these guys talk about the ones they get with. That's
I mean, I feel bad.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wait, guys who are listening to you, who said you picked a guy that wasn't as half as his
yes,
father,
I married a mama's boy.
You know where I'm going with this. So, and those guys say, well, you have bad taste. I mean, you picked a loser. That's a reflection of you.
Let's,
what do you say to that?
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you right there. Yes, I did. I got married way too young. I didn't know enough about the world. And now I have definitely, you know, upgraded in terms of what a man should and should not be and, you know, all that. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and agree with all that.
Okay.
You know, that was 13 years ago. I'm 35 now.
35. So what's different now?
What's different now is that my standards have changed. I moved a lot slower. I moved a lot slower with the guy that I'm with now. I didn't have those 18, 19-year-old googly eyes that I had back then, you know. So we were together for about 13 years. My son is 10 now. I've been with Rob for about 4 years now. So, yeah, I mean, I think after that whole thing, because I was – raised, even though, you know, like I said, my mom was a single mom, but I was taught you do it like your grandparents, you know, you get married, you stay together, you work it out. And, you know, I feel a little stupid for trying to work it out as long as I did, but that's what was beat into my head for a long time. You know what I mean? So now, now the person that I'm with, he's a hard working, you know, logical, and he doesn't shy away from the fact that I'm not going to bullshit him. Like, if I have a problem, I'm not one of those, oh, it's fine, honey, it's fine. No, I'm going to say what the problem is right then and there and move on, you know? I don't know what a wall recipient is, but okay.
Let me ask you this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty nigga savage, cuz. Yeah, mama, bitch. Hold on a second. I'm just... Shout out to my man, Rick D. He says, oh, shit, she's lying. Philly blog on the word. Damn. Let me ask you this. So, this one guy named Anthony Brian Logan wants to know, how long was it that you met the guy that you met now after you and your husband divorced, and did you initiate that divorce?
I think, well, we split up for maybe, like, 6 or 7 months before I got my own spot. And, like, Rob didn't even meet my son until we were dating for, like, we were dating for, like, a year before my son was allowed to meet him. And that was a problem at first. Like, he didn't think I was serious about him because I wouldn't let him around my son. But I remember, you know, my mom didn't set the best example with that when I was younger. You know what I mean? So I didn't want my son meeting, you know, random dudes, you know? So, like, I dated for a while, but, you know, when you're first with somebody, you still date around, you test the waters, and then you decide whether or not you're going to be, like, just with that person. So it even took me a while for that. But you got to remember, I got married young, and I was with, you know, with my ex for a long time. So I was also like, all right, can't nobody hold me back. I'm a free woman. I'm a do me, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, you married Dubai, don't know. Okay. All right. Well, listen. Don't. This is your first time on my channel, or have you been here before?
Say that again.
Is this your first time on my channel?
Oh, someone. Yeah, this is my first time. Somebody said, "Why would a guy care if you let him around your son or not?" Because he was trying to get serious with me, and I still wasn't letting him around my son because I was paranoid. I'll admit my fault.
So really. So basically, you just found this show off of YouTube, right? You recommended this show to me?
Yeah, you popped up on my thing because I watched some other 3% guy video. I don't know. I think that's why you popped up.
Okay.
But then I was a good subject.
Yeah, I mean, the chat room, they're a pretty interesting crowd. I hope you subscribe to the channel. Will you do me that favor?
Yeah, no, I am subscribed. I mean, like I said, I'd rather get the male perspective from actual men, but some of y'all are a little crazy in this chat. And maybe find a chick who's read a book whose number one priority is not going out clubbing every weekend. I don't know.
Okay. Well, stay on the line.
Anyway, bye.
Calling in. Go to 817-346. Shout out to the herd from Philly. They called in. 817, you're on the line. What's going on?
Hello.
What's going on, player?
What's up, coon ass nigga? Hello?
What you want, nigga? Who are you?
What you mean, who am I? I'm just a nigga trying to figure out what the hell you got going on. And where y'all, when I asked you one time about your donations, I don't know why you got so scared about that. If you all about the people.
The name of the show is Surviving Single Mothers. Want to talk to you
huh?
Want to talk
you
to
say what?
That?
Can you tell me about why you always on live talking about black people and single mothers, and what are you doing to help the black community with your donations?
Yeah, when I'm doing my donations, Mr. 817, I'm giving all that money to your mom, okay? Because obviously your broke ass need to die calling up my show. So after I get through fucking her, okay, we are going to send you to tricycle school with all of that money, okay? Then I took that
big red locker. Okay.
Well, I used to be at
you want those bipolar black dudes, coons, huh? Sucking a white man cock every chance you get.
Bipolar coons.
It's funny. You want to help people, but you criticize people at the same time. I don't understand your methods.
You know, you sound like you have a really low IQ. I can tell by your speech pattern. One, you know how they're dumb? Number one, only a dumb person calls in on a show that has nothing to do with the topic, like you. So you are a complete fucking idiot, and I know that you failed kindergarten. So why
your topics don't change, O'Shea. Your topics are either about black single mothers or black men dating outside their race.
You focus more
on the negative than the positive.
No.
Yeah, you do. You focus more about the negative than the positive people.
Go read my last week's show, okay? So here it is now. Now, while that is true, let's talk about this. What is managing a new restaurant like in Uganda? Okay, how to succeed as an African-American in America, in corporate America? Let's see here. La Peroni Choma Point Restaurant Review, okay, which was promoting the African business. Let's see here. Do black fathers really want their children? How women use political strategic diplomacy there? Where can you get a tattoo in Kampala? Let's see here. I mean, the other side is doing business in Africa. So, I bought my first house making $50 an hour. So, what are you talking about? These are some of the other shows that I do. Do you watch those?
No, because it don't make no sense, really.
Oh,
all you do is criticize.
Exactly. If you're a fuck nigga, get off my phone. Oh, he gave me a number too. I ain't gonna do it in there because he was at least mad at the call that I gave me a number. So, what are you doing with your donation to the black community? Nigga, shit. Well, first of all, most of them motherfuckers go back into the goddamn Negro mouth here. Let's see. Who else on the call with this homie? he has a point, OJ. Some of your shows are toxic. Who think my shows are toxic? I know there was somebody named Queen, whoever that bitch is. Who thinks my shows are toxic? Besides that bitch who just commented. Oh, that nigga sounded so stupid. I like, call back in.
773-798,
you
on the line, what's going on? Whoever that bitch is. Who thinks my show is talking?
Besides that bitch who just
Hello?
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 Is
it
Mike?
Hello? Yeah, this is Mike from Chicago. What's up?
Big
Boy!
What's up, player?
Man, I'm at home, you know, working from the crib today because it's cold as hell in Chicago. Man, I started work from home today.
Man, Big Mike, man, listen, I gotta keep my West out, but you can do the show. Big Mike and I, he's a legend on this goddamn show. What's going on, Big Mike?
Man, baby mama, story for you, man.
Call me. All right, what's the story, Claire?
When I got unemployed, you know, I still had access to my car, and I was driving a van. And I bumped into this girl, let's say, I don't know if she's going to be, her name's, we're going to say Mary. Bumped into Mary, tried to get a drink and have a drink with her, you know, hit it and everything. She started coming with, like, oh, I got to pick up my kids and everything. I mean, I'm going to different locations to pick up kids and make sure they at the crib. Man, they were trying to bring, they tried to make you do 12 Larry labors or Hercules just to get some ass. It was just crazy, man. Driving all over the south side, picking one kid up, picking another kid up, and I'm like, oh no, this is not. I mean, they're trying to make you do everything under the sun just for a shot of ass. You like, nah, mm-mm.
So did you do it?
First kid, yeah. After a while, after being sick, I said, nah, I'm good.
I had one time,
I was talking to one, and he called my phone out the blue, and I'm like, who's this? Don't worry about it. Hey, who's this? So he started saying, you know, that's my baby mama and the kids there. He said, I don't mind. He said, you with her shit, but I don't mind, but don't touch my kids. And my kids, my life, my heart, and everything. Basically, I mean, the fool don't even call. He called like 10 o'clock at night. That's not no decent time to call by the kids. He tried to see what the baby mama
right.
doing. Matter of fact, this one lives in Aurora, Illinois. She lived in Aurora, Illinois. It was at one time she
right.
says, you know what I'm saying, you know, I had to watch myself. So I drove out to Aurora to see her, and some just told me, just go outside and look. This dude took a tire ride and tried to bust my windows out, and I caught him just in time, so he jumped his car and pulled off.
Wow. If he doesn't
so
know
like,
man, like, them niggas, they don't ever care
now,
until... Go ahead.
She did not tell him that she was still messing around with this fool. Now, this fool left her to mess with this other woman. And, you know,
right.
I used to talk to her at night, not knowing any better. She would rush me off the phone to talk back to him. She said, well, this is my kid's father. I got to talk to him. And this is like 10 o'clock. And I said, hold up. That's not time to see about your kids. Kids should be in bed by 9 o'clock.
Right.
No later than 9 o'clock. So... This is where I put one of them. She's still messing with him. So what I let her go was one time she called me like 6 in the morning and crying. I said, what you crying about? Turns out the woman he messed with, he got her pregnant. So she figures while she has kids and she don't have no kids, she has a balls in her face for him to come back. But now that she's pregnant with Kyle, it's like they're on an even terms. So it's like she can't use that to make him come back anymore. So I said, you still fucking that nigga, so shit. I haven't sent her papers. Give her, I had to find her quickly. Like, man, I can't fuck with you. Then on top of that, motherfucker trying to bust out my tires. I mean, bust out my windows. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, man. I got a pretty good one coming on the third box tonight, man. So after this next hour, the third box is going to premiere on my other channel. So shout out to Big Mike who just called in. You guys, man, we got episode 23 of the third box. Who is ready for the third box? Shout out to the brother. If you see the third box, press 6. Third box, press 6. Because tonight at 1 hour, the third box is coming on. I expect to see everybody on the third box. If you're ready for the new episode, it will be dropping in 1 hour. All right, Dr. Z and Eric P. All the third box fans, let me know. Evil Shaggy, thank you. Pro Style, yeah, we're going to have a brother to him named Jay. Shout out Nadia. All right, all the third box family. Third box is going to be lit tonight. Lolita, Turf. I got Lolita in the shout out. I got you in there for the end. So, All right. It's the episode. Listen, I got new characters on this one, man. Frito OG, shout out to you, brother. I am Alpha. Let me go to the next person real quick. Big Game, James Arenthal. 314-397, you on the air. What's going on, Mr. Player?
Hello?
Hello. What's up?
Yo, what's up, man? No, I was saying, like, yeah, the surviving the single mother thing. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't recommend, like, you know, the single mom thing or something. A lot of them have, like, baggage and all this other type of stuff going on, and you had to deal with baby daddy and stuff like that, you know. But, like, you know, I guess the ones that, like, it's different if the ones that have been married and just, like, you know, then they got a divorce or something like that. They, I mean, I said, you know, it's a little different with that. But, you know, they just having, like, you know, two baby daddies and having kids. You know, the ones that had, you know, all that had kids out of, you know, wedlock. You know, I wouldn't recommend it. But, you know, I'm finished with that now. But, you know, I got me traditional African woman, Ethiopian woman now. So it's like that, you know, born and raised in Africa. So, you know, I don't have to worry about any of that mess no more. So, but, other than that, I mean, I'm just saying that I enjoy your channel, O'Shea. I think you're doing good work for, you know, black male media, you know, and the other guy that was on the channel, man. Because, you know, you speak the truth on some of the issues of black folks, and a lot of black folks don't want to hear the truth on certain issues. We have, if you know, problems in our community, you know, they need to be addressed. And, you know, you talk about, you know, a variety of, you know, topics and stuff like that. I think you're a good black YouTuber, and I think, you know, I enjoy watching your channel, and that's all I had to say, you know. And I go by Martez Selassie on Facebook, and I think I met you a couple of times, so, I mean,
yeah. You tried to get me to come in. Oh, yeah. Okay, all right, yeah. I think I was, I'm like, well, why the fuck does he keep messaging me about this goddamn group? Okay,
Okay. Yeah.
Nobody on the Facebook, man, the nigga messaged me, but okay, now I know it's you. Okay, good to see you,
buddy. Yeah, that was me, man. So it was like, yeah, because, like, you know, I think about maybe doing, like, a channel myself on platform, but, like, you know, I'm not trying to go about it, get my own, like, you know, channel myself or something like that, you know, and as far as getting started, as, you know, as a black YouTuber, creating, you know, good content and talking about different issues and stuff like that. So, you know, you, Information Man, and Obsidian, and all those other guys, you know, I follow Edward Anderson and BGS or something like that, Ron Wills and all those guys,
right.
These guys are some of the best black YouTubers, huh? You know, I mean, on here and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, you guys, you know, give, like, you know, especially, you know, black male media is like, you know, is like none. There's no reputation of us on, you know,
representation.
In the local media, yeah, something like that. There's all this, you know, stuff, and this black men always getting bashed all the time and stuff like that. You know, we only have a voice.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, and I think that, like, you know, man, you know what I'm saying? I wish we had, like, a cable network, like, you know, or something like Oprah, you know, she has a, you know, it's not a male version, a black male version of Oprah. Huh? So it's like, you know, because something, you know, some of these black women has got caught up in this, some of this white feminism stuff that, you know, they got up and that caught up in all this madness that's going on. Huh? But and all this other stuff, and the feminization of black men and all this stuff, this, you know, this homo agenda is going on and stuff, then, you know, trying to, you know, effeminize the black man. All this is just, it's just an attack on masculinity. So it's, the Western world itself is just really just getting messed up, man. So, what I do like about you and Dynasty or something like that, you guys go to Africa. And you show them, like, hey, you know, this is how it is, and this is how it is. You just don't talk about it. Like, a lot of, you know, a lot of black Americans, African Americans don't know anything about Africa. And, like, you know, and there, you know, it's a difference. And they be thinking, like, oh, yeah, but you guys can see the distinction between, basically a good big distinction between African women and African American, you know, women and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, they don't really have that, you know, radical feminism going on, all that type of stuff. So there's a difference in the culture and the personality. So, yeah, but that's all I had to say. So I don't want to keep you long. I know you got other callers, huh? All right, man.
All right, brother. Thank you for hitting me up, man. Thank you for calling, man.
All right, man.
So shout out to the brother. And you guys put 35 Man, I'm 35. It's about almost 25 minutes long. It's hard as hell to put these goddamn shows up. Do me a favor. Get the lights up, goddammit. All right. And I'm doing a double help. The number. The number is 646-668-2519. That's the number. Blue Wave. Dang, brother, you have banned me so much. I'm on my Twitter account. Be all right with freedom of speech. Trust me, you will like it. If you out here talking shit, man, then don't see you. It ain't that damn free. You would be saying some hate speech ass shit. You got banned 6 times. How about you change your goddamn tone up? I don't believe. Can't believe why. You're banning me because you said something fucked up. That's crazy, nigga. All right, let's go to 511. 511 in the house. That must be Arkansas or Louisville or something. What's going on, 511?
Yeah. Hey, man, what's up, Jose? Hey, I like your show.
What's up, buddy? Are you a Little Rock?
Yeah. I just want to say, now, as far as single mothers are concerned, I'm a single father, and I'm a single...
Hey, brother, play cousin, man. Where you at, man? Are you on a red tooth or a blue tooth or something? What are you doing?
You hear me now? You hear me better now?
Yeah, I hear you now. My wife, what's holding you back, brother?
Okay, you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello. Okay, yeah, I was saying, man, yes, I'm a single father, man, and I'm going to tell you something. This is something I don't think people look at. My situation's a little different because I got custody of my child. But just from this perspective, just knowing how much money it takes, I think that even, and it's going to sound hypocritical, but I think sometimes men that have children might not even want to deal with a single mother from the financial standpoint, because most guys don't have their children. And if they don't have their children, I mean, they're paying child support. And if they're paying child support, if you take on a woman, even regardless whether or not you have children or not, you still are financially responsible. So you're still looking at taking on a financial responsibility, even more so if you already have children. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then another thing, too, is this is the thing that a lot of people don't talk about, because I know a lot of single mothers. The thing about it is a lot of single mothers don't want men to have children because they know that men that have a lot of children don't have no money.
Tell it.
Yeah, but you still got to go through some of the same things. And I think Anger Man was talking about, you know, his program is like no single mothers. And I think this is this can apply to even a guy that got children, man. You might just want to get somebody that maybe their children are already grown, or if they are young, man. I mean, just I would say a maximum maybe one, man. I mean, just – oof, it's still going to be tough, man. I think that the financial aspect you're going to have to deal with, if you're going to deal with a woman like that, and you have to ask yourself, are you really going to be able to do that? Because if it's me, like me, I got to take care of me, my child, and then if I get on a woman, I mean, take on a woman and her child, that's 4 people that I'm responsible for.
Right.
So... that's all I had to call to say, man. I just want to see what y'all think about that. I know some women will probably be like, you know, they might look at that as being hypocritical, but that's something that men have to look at. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't give a single mother a shot or something like that, but I'm just saying, like, financially, you have to look at that. How much is it going to cost you in the long run?
Exactly. And see, that's exactly right. And then you know what's so funny, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, women who are single mothers, here are some of them. Let me drop this on you. They also, now, they want you to deal with their crazy-ass big daddies all day. But they, under no circumstances, do they want to deal with baby mamas. See, that's how they fuck up. You know what I mean? They do not want to deal with guys without kids, because they say also this, we don't want to deal with nobody else's baby daddy. Baby mama.
Mm.
So they don't want to deal with other baby mamas, but they don't have. You see how that bullshit is, brother? I don't have time for you.
Well, it depends on the situation, man. I mean, I think I've been shut down, or I could say women not choose me because I have a child. But and I got mine full time, you know. So, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. They still don't want to deal with that woman, you know. They don't want to deal with the woman. Yeah.
Right, for sure. They definitely don't want to deal with women, man. But, you know, again, brother, I do thank you for calling in, man. How long have you been listening to the show, brother?
Man, I've been listening for some years, man. I just, I've been checking in, you know, calling in. I call in. This might be the second time I called in, but I've been listening for years. I donate when I can, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I get it. I appreciate when people call in. That's what I like. I mean, the donations, they come in, they eat whatever. I ain't worried about that too much. The brothers hold me down. But I like it when the brothers actually call in to the damn show so we can really talk and all of that. You know what I mean? That's what I really like. I really like it when the people call in, brother. So thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for supporting the show in any way that you can. You know, I know that you don't have to do it, but I appreciate all you brothers that call in and do these shows. But some nights, I don't feel like doing these motherfuckers, but I just do it.
I know the brothers, man. They love these shows, man. They love these shows. So thank you for you brothers, man. I'm gonna do another one tonight. Let me go ahead on and get to another caller. We got 267 on the line, 353. Is that George from another different number? What's going on? 267. Yeah, yeah, what's happening, man? Can y'all hear me? Yeah, 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 yeah. You must be on somebody else's phone. What's going on? What you play up? Yeah, yeah, I'm on my brother's phone.
Yeah, man, I got a baby mom story. I'm on my 21-year-old's mom, man. That shit was crazy in the beginning. Like, because, I'm 43. We've known each other since we was probably, like, five. Like, you know, we grew up in the same neighborhood. Okay. And, you know, when we were young, like, she always liked me, but I didn't like her. And y'all gonna laugh at me, man, because I'm Captain, you know, I'm Captain Simp. She beat me up when we was, like, 5 years old because I wouldn't be her boyfriend. In the schoolyard, she told me I was her boyfriend, and I told her no, so she scratched my face up, right? Because I wouldn't be her boyfriend. So, so as we begin to grow up, because like you know, I grew up with her brothers. You know, our family know my family. We from the same hood, so we grow up.
Okay.
And one night I was cruising through about 2-3 o'clock in the morning. She was out on the set. And she, she asked me where I was going. You know how it is. I looked around, wasn't nobody around. I said, "Fuck it." So I took her to the crib. We did it or whatever. But I did it to her once. I ended up doing it to her like two or three more times. So long story short, she got pregnant. So you know, I used to creep and bring her to the apartment. But I had a duplex with my older sister lived downstairs from me. And one day I told her, just go ahead and walk outside, don't say nothing. This motherfucker walks downstairs, sticks her head in the other door. I was like, "Hi, Lisa." So now my sister knows that I'm creeping with her and shit. And everybody in the neighborhood knows. So she so she starts going around the hood telling everybody that she was fucking me. So, but she was wilding out. You know, this is the 90s. You know, this chicks is horn. So she doing her horn too. So, but I was just like, it was just like creep pussy. But she get pregnant. So I was like, man, that shit ain't mine, man. So she going around. Every time she saw me with a girl or heard somebody was talking to me, she tried to fight them, threaten them, come to my cribs with knives while she was pregnant with my daughter. So then the baby is born. So I remember I went down to the hospital, whatever. The baby was born. And she gave the baby my last name, signed it over, everything. So we ended up going to, like, custody court, whatever. And we took the test. The baby was mine. But before we went to custody court, every time she would get mad, she would say that the baby ain't mine. Just all kinds of shit, like, come to the crib. She broke, like, breaking the windows out of my car, breaking the windows at my house. Like, this motherfucker was crazy. It's some other shit she did that I can't. Like, you know, she just did a lot of fucked up shit. So then, you know, we find out the baby is mine. I got, when her family would come around, she would act like she cared about my daughter. Like she act like she would she wanted the responsibilities of being a mom. So she would call me, motherfucker, she ain't yours, that test is wrong. I'm coming to get my baby. And then when the family ain't when the family's not around, she don't want the baby. Could you come get this baby? You know, she crying, she want me to get the baby and whatnot. But she just was like, this motherfucker was like super fucking crazy. And, you know, like she never really did nothing. She never really did anything for my daughter. Like me and my family always took care of my daughter. I went to jail one time for like 6 months. She fucking came to my family house, got the baby. I swear to God, man, I got out on house arrest one time. Don't ask me how she knew I was coming home. The day I fucking came home, she called and was like, yo, can you come get your daughter? She never wanted the responsibility, but whenever somebody like questioned her mom or certain family members questioned her about being a fucking mother, that's when she tried to act like she was trying to be so concerned in my daughter and, you know, in our daughter's life. But she never really gave a damn. It was just like this motherfucker was like crazy. And I was a crazy nigga, but this I ain't had no control over this motherfucker here, man. Like them crazy baby moms, man, I don't give a fuck. Like you can't kill them because you're going to go to jail. But this motherfucker was crazy, man. Like I can't even tell you like all the shit that she was doing. I lost so many girls. I remember I had a girl at my house that I really liked, man. She was pregnant with my daughter at the time, man. She came to my crib with her and her two cousins, man, with big ass knives. And I remember being at the door telling her to leave, and I almost talked her down and got her to leave. Man, the chick that I was dealing with came to the door like, man, bitch, get out of here. I'm like, oh my God, man. I was like, you better shut up and whip your ass. But she was just crazy. Like she wanted me to be in a relationship with her because she liked me since we was little. And she wanted me, and that I didn't want to be with her because she was a hoe. You know what I mean? She was like the neighborhood running around throwing, and I got caught up, you know what I mean? You know, ran up in it raw, and I didn't think it was mine, but we took the blood test. That shit was mine. And I was stuck. You know what I mean? But yeah, but that's my motherfucker. That's my, and you know, but you know, it's funny. You know, my grandbaby, the one I have in my videos.
Right.
She's the grandma. She's the fucking grandma. Yeah. We cool.
You still crazy?
Huh?
You still crazy now?
Wait, which is she not as crazy towards me, but she's still fucking crazy. Like, yeah, but she got other kids now. But like we known each other almost 40 years, so like, you know, we older now, but when my daughter first was born and I wouldn't be with her, man, this motherfucker was crazy. I'm talking about crazy. Crazy, crazy. I replaced so many fucking windows on different cars that I had, man. And then I couldn't really get at it like I wanted to because me and her brothers, we was like best friends. Like I grew up with her brothers and shit. And it was just a lot, man. That neighborhood shit, fucking with chicks from the hood, man, having babies by chicks from the hood where you cool with her family, but the bitch is insane and you can't do nothing to her. So, yeah, that's my motherfucker. That's my baby mom story. That's what I, yeah, but yeah, she beat me up. She beat me up when we was five, and she beat up on me all throughout our younger years, man. But that's the shit I had to go through with the crazy baby mom shit.
Oh man,
be careful with them hood chicks, man, and don't be fucking your homie sister in them, man. Leave that hood shit alone, man. Yeah, I mean that's all I wanted to say. All right,
brother George in the building. Yeah, that right there, boy. Shit, that right there, something else. So, shout out to George. Let me see this, man. Hold on, who ready for the third box right now? I mean, I'm really kind of tired of talking to you niggas, but I got, you know, shows to do to be motherfuckers. But let me see what we got. 580 watching. All right, I see my brother JJ Redwood out here. I think my brother Derek. One of our African brothers, looks on Facebook, he out there in Nairobi. I supposed to cook up with him when I was there, man, but I was fucking my boy in mind, man, and he held me back. JJ said, shout out to George. So let me do this real quick. I think I'm about to go ahead on. Who ready for the third box right now? Should I shut it down and come back a little later? I'm ready for some third box, man. You know, I'm ready for some third box. Okay, so I know good Dr. Dick and Eric P. the Honorable Dr. Deacon Eric P. So listen, I got to do a let me do this real quick. Yeah, Woody Myers. No, I don't see what happened, man. If Derek, brother, if your birthday was this week, I think I saw it on Facebook. Shout out to Brother Derek. I was supposed to hook up with him when I was in Nairobi, Kenya. T. Kelly been down there, you know, waiting all day. I was in Nairobi, and what's the third box? The third box is like my nigga flick series on my main channel. It's kind of like a TV show thing that I do. It's like really edited, animated. It basically exposes guys' desperate-ass messages on Facebook or Instagram, but I have a little skit and stuff like that. So it's a specialty show. So it's pretty funny. It's kind of like a variety show, you know, different voices and impersonations. No, it's for anybody, Nisha. I mean, you can come on and enjoy with us, you know. It's, you know, a lot of people, they like it because it's on episode 23. A lot of folks don't like it because they don't understand the concept of it, but, yeah, but I'm about to go ahead and post the link to it. So if you go to my O'Shea Duke Jackson main channel, the third box, I am going to switch the premiere to 8 minutes from now. So let me go ahead and do that right now. Switch the time on you, niggas, because I'm tired of talking to you, niggas. All right, we got four people waiting over there. Yeah, it's funny, right? So I'm hearing that YouTube Pro Blacks, no, hold on. I've seen on Patreon what you think. I don't know what you're talking about. So this is the link to the third box, right? So all the new people, AB, come over to my main channel. Keisha from the hood. Damn, Keisha from the hood, you trying to... Hold on, wait. That really you? That can't be you, because that whoever LED is too fine. That's not you. You just saw somebody's picture. A lot of y'all in here, Nisha Q, okay, Sheila, she kind of cute. The Dollhouse. All of you, where are you women coming from? Is this give a other nigga some pussy day? All right. Sonya Warren, what up with you, boo? Mike Left, what up? Go to my main page. The link is there, right there, right? That's the third box. So, I'm going to be premiering in 6 minutes, all right? So, I need to get everybody over to me, and it's like with me and some glasses and shit. Yeah. What's it called? Waiting all damn day. Essence Aquarius. Going over there, boo. So, y'all see what's going to be like, so... So I'm a newbie. What's the third box? Sonya Warren. The third box is my flagship show. It's a series where dudes get their inbox exposed on Facebook, Instagram for being desperate. So that's what it is. So all the ladies tend to like it, the guys tend to like it. So guys, hit me over there, and after that, I'll come back for round two on the Brother Pill. So I'm getting up out of here. Guys, listen, thank you so much for all the support. I really thank you for being here. You guys don't know, man, Brother Nazim. Thank you, George from Greece. A lot of times in Black YouTube, let me say this real quick, man, we don't appreciate our subscribers a whole lot. And, you know, we kind of talk shit to our fans. I talk shit to the fans, too, but I want to tell you guys, I appreciate you, brothers. I really do. I've been a little bit under the weather this month since I was in South Africa, I was in Poland, I was in Uganda, I came back to the USA, came back here. I don't really feel like shit. But what keeps me going is, I know that the brothers depend on these shows, and they depend on this content, because you guys have invested in me. So I just want to tell you guys thank you. You can never tell you thank you enough for what you guys have helped me do. And I can never thank you guys for, you know, being a part of this shit on YouTube. So, because you guys can watch somebody else. You don't have to watch me, right? You can do everything you want. So a lot of times as brothers, we don't really appreciate our fans and stuff. So I want to tell you guys, thank you. You know, even some of you women, all right? But anyway, shout out to the moderator. Thank you so much, brothers. And that's you? All right, Keisha from the Hood. I'm going to leave you this email me a picture, boo. PlanetNoShare@gmail.com. Let me know what's up, all right? I need to rub them ankles. Keisha better see you. What's the other girl? Hold on one second. She was looking pretty good, too. Chanel Cartier. Is that you? I need to know. So see you on the third box in 5 minutes on my main page, O'Shea Duke Jackson. O'Shea Duke Jackson, the guy, simp. Yeah, your mama's a simp. I know. Go to my main page, O'Shea Duke Jackson. That page is where we have the third box. So see you guys over there. That's the link I'm putting in the comment section. Click that link, and I will see you guys over there. The premiere starts in 4 minutes. Okay? Let me know what you think. And if you go over there and you comment, not on the video itself, but here's my deal for you. If you comment hashtag ThirstBox, I'll give you a shout-out in the next video, okay? But you got to do it in the comment section, not during the live stream. Comment section, hashtag ThirstBox. Shout me out ThirstBox. Hashtag, what is it? You guys know the drill. Shout me out ThirstBox. Peace out, brothers and sisters. See you over there.